وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And recall when we said to the angels, prostrate yourselves before Adam. All of them fell prostrate except Iblis. He was of the jinn and so disobeyed the command of his Lord. Will you then take him and his progeny as your guardians rather than me, although they are your open enemies? What an evil substitute are these wrongdoers taking? He was of the jinn, and so disobeyed the command of his Lord. This means that Satan did not belong to the species of angels as sometimes people fancy. Instead, he was a jinn. That is why it was possible for him to disobey God's command. The nature of angels is so constituted that they can never disobey God. In contrast to angels, the jinn, like human beings, are invested with free will. They are not inherently obedient. Instead, they have the freedom to choose between belief and unbelief, between obedience and disobedience.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I did not call them to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor in their own creation. I do not seek the aid of those who lead people astray. I do not seek the aid of those who lead people astray.
The verse puts a straight question to man. What right do the Satans have to be obeyed and served by mankind? For, far from having any share in the creation of the heavens and the earth, they were themselves created by God.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
What will such people do on the day when the Lord will say, "Now call upon all those whom you believe to be my partners"? Thereupon they will call upon them, but they will not respond to their call, and we shall make them a common pit of doom.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty shall behold the fire and know that they are bound to fall into it and will find no escape from it.